last night.
Eddie, back at the usual end of the day spot.
Barletta, and it's been kind to us over the years, it has.
And good one for you, back on the podium.
Mate, I'm honestly so stoked. Feels like it's been a rough couple of years getting back to the box.
It's kind of weird timed injuries. Your ones have always been like weirdly timed, yeah, or doubled up.
Yeah, and it felt like it took a long time to get the confidence back to like run with the balls. But I ran all day, so I was stoked.
And I think you were second at some point in the race?
Yeah. I don't know, I wasn't really like worried about the overall. I just wanted to put down good stages, and then we had all these boys following the race around. So like,
were they shouting? Is that if you're do you want to know where you are in the race?
No, they're not shouting, but you want to light it up for the boys.
Okay.
Yeah, people have travelled from the other side of the world to watch.
But when you are going up to Tutti Frutti and you have the extra time, are you the kind of rider that wants to know where you're at and wants to know what kind of run you have to put down, or is it the same run every time?
I was thinking to myself, I was like, I don't actually care if I don't get on the podium, I just want to get a clean run in so then I don't like mess up a good race, because I've run a clean race up until then, so like, there's no point in crashing when you haven't crashed all day.
Do you ride on the phone?
Pardon?
Nah,
just a Casio.
Casio, bro.
Yeah. I've got a $9 Casio. I've got Richie Rude asking me for the time every stage. I'm going to have to buy him one.
I reckon you could get a bit of a watch spawner. Get Finals for your Swatch deal.
I'll take a Swatch deal, but I don't want anything else. Swatch or above.
Swatch
or? Above.
Above.
I'll go for a roller.
Breitling.
Yeah.
Audemars Piguet.
Yeah. Nah, it's a sick day. I'm actually just fucking stoked, eh?
Yeah. It's a big old tough day in a big field out there.
Yeah, I was pretty tired after four. And so I charged up the push to the top, so I had heaps of time at the top.
Yeah.
And I was just chilling. And you don't need it. If I go a warm-up, you just like start the stage, because it's actually such a good one. You just roll out of the gate. And by the time you have to pedal, you've already hit about 20 turns.
As long as these days are, how many, like, can you lay the bike down and still get on the podium, or are those days over? Did you have a crash or?
No, I didn't have any crashes. Yeah. And I crashed all last season, so my whole thing is don't crash, because you just lose so much time.
Yeah.
So I got sick of crashing. I'd rather finish 12th and not crash than like be running good and get 20th with crash in enduro. Down or you can just, I'd rather win split one than crash.
Split one and quality at four bill.
yeah, exactly.
And now you switch up to Lanzarote. What's the ideal training camp pre-Lanzarote?
Off to Portugal, no bikes vacay. The two-wheeled machine can piss off for a week, I'm sick of it. And we're going surfing, golfing, bit of ladsing, and we'll be back on Sunday to be back for the Monday 9 to 5.